From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. The moon has inspired humans for countless generations. Among moons, ours is large, about a quarter the size of Earth. But we have only one. Other planets have many, and some have none. Where do they come from, and how do planets acquire them? Our moon is unique in the solar system. It came from an impact when an asteroid the size of Mars slammed into Earth 4 billion years ago and smashed off a body that would become the moon. Other moons are ancient astral bodies that were created along with the planets when the solar system took shape. Still more are former asteroids, which passed near enough to a planet to be captured in its orbit. Small planets closer to the Sun have small gravitational fields. In order to trap a passing asteroid, these would have to combat a stronger gravitational pull from the nearby Sun. For this reason, Mercury and Venus have no moons. Large planets, farther from the Sun, have stronger gravitational fields that can more easily overcome a weaker pull from the distant Sun. So they have many moons, 95 for Jupiter and 146 for Saturn, more than any other planet. Some of those moons are nearly the size of Earth, may have oceans, and may even have undersea life, as we've talked about in prior episodes. These moons may be targets for future space missions, inspiring humans of future generations. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes or to support this program, visit earthdate.org.